The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
On a cool, breezy afternoon the day before Halloween, more kids looking for treats showed up at the Montgomery County Administration Building than people looking to cast an absentee ballot. But there were a few early voters, like Virginia Tech baker Jane Irvin.
This is where the voters make the difference, is the local level. And a lot of people just shrug their shoulders. And once somebody gets in, they like to complain about that person. But they need to get out and they need to vote, because this is where we make the most difference in our everyday lives, is the local level.
Roanoke nurse Trish Gaither cast her ballot Saturday morning. Like many voters, Gaither gets tired of tough campaign rhetoric.
It's always just a lot of bashing each other. I'd like to hear more about and what you plan to do, not what the other person is not going to do.
Over in Roanoke County, consultant Billy Overstreet said he also supports candidates who sound like they know how to fix problems.
The constant promising of what we get from politicians, and the results are just not showing. So I just want to make sure I try to put the right people in place to help out with getting people the help that, you know, that they need.
And like some other voters, small business owner Donna Whitfield is very concerned about the direction of the state and the country.
It's not about our generation. It's about our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Because if we don't fix the system now, it's just going to be totally out of control by the time they get to the point there's going to be no jobs, there's going to be no security.
A few voters said using paper ballots that are then scanned by a machine did seem to take a little longer than the touchscreen devices. But overall, the new method some localities are using for the first time seemed to work just fine. I'm Joe Stanunis.